Warning, this podcast contains graphic language that might not be suitable for all listeners.
What does pornography tell us? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kathleen Luby, professor of English at St. John's University, examines this from a historical standpoint.
Two teenage girls examine a dildo together, marveling that its unwavering erectness makes it superior to a penis. A philosopher interrupts the consummation of a marriage to explain various theories of insemination. A man ponders the ethics of sexual violence before raping a sleeping woman. All of these scenes appear in British pornographic novels written in the 18th century, and they all defy our common assumptions that pornography lacks a conscience, that it deactivates intellect, that it is patently anti-feminist. These scenes make readers pause and think. Since the anti-porn feminist movement of the 1970s and 80s, it has become commonplace to assume that pornography does damage to people, and especially to women, encouraging men to regard them as sexual property. One reason for this indictment is visual pornography's transactional treatment of real, embodied women. But another reason pornography appears so harmful traces back to what happened to those complex books from the 18th century. Editors and book collectors across the 19th and 20th centuries, all of them men, selectively reprinted and republished works from the past. They ignored texts that didn't prop up masculinity, and they strategically abridged others, making them less feminist and more focused on unimpeded sex. Knowing that pornography once regarded women as thinking, feeling people, how can we learn to perceive the feminist content of pornography today?
That was Kathleen Luby of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.